You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we come to the Holy Church, and unless our powers of perception are extraordinarily poor, we notice in the middle of the church the Holy Cross. Hopefully this calls to mind many things. We should see the cross and begin to think, why is this here? Why would the cross be in the middle of the church? Why is it now? These are all things that we should consider. We should observe our surroundings in the church. The church engages all of our senses. We hear the choir. We smell the incense. We smell the candles. We taste in Holy Communion. All of our senses are engaged in worship. And we should ask questions to ourselves, like, why is the cross in the middle of the church? Well, today, brothers and sisters, marks the halfway point of the Holy and Great Lent. This is very difficult for us to believe, because according to our internal sort of spiritual clock, it actually began yesterday, or maybe it begins tomorrow. But in any case, it certainly couldn't be halfway through the Great Lent. No, that's not possible. But nonetheless, that is in fact the case. If we observe the Sundays of Great Lent very carefully, we can tell which of the Sundays have been celebrated in a certain way for a very long time by how many readings are appointed. Right? For the Sunday of Orthodoxy, one epistle and one gospel. For a very long time that has been it. For St. Gregory last week, an additional reading was appointed for him. Today on the cross, again, just one reading. We can see that this is a very ancient celebration of the Holy Church. So why? Why is the cross brought forth on this day? And in fact, this day is called the Veneration of the Holy Cross, Sunday. Well, the reason, brothers and sisters, is this. The cross points the way to where we are going. The cross points the way to where Christ is going. And we are going on that way with him, if we are with him. Or we could sort of absolve ourselves of participating with Christ, and we could just meet him in Pascha. But you notice that we don't put the Pascha icon in the middle of the church on this third Sunday. Because to get to Pascha, you have to go through Holy Week. The cross also for us, brothers and sisters, is a sign of victory. It is a sign of God's glorious victory over death. And we see in the cross how it is that God often employs irony. And if you read the scriptures, this is very clear. All the time, this is the rhetorical device that God uses more than any other. Here is this cross, which is an instrument of torture and death, which God turns into an instrument of life and victory. All of us wear our crosses. The priests wear it too, by the way. We have one on the outside, and we still have the one on the inside that we wear from the time that we are baptized. As Christians, we decorate our homes with the crosses. We decorate our churches with crosses. Unless you are, again, extraordinarily unobservant, you will see crosses everywhere if you are an Orthodox Christian. And today the cross is brought forth to strengthen us on our struggle, but also to remind us that the time is passing quickly, and that if we haven't yet begun, then now would be the time to begin. This is very important, brothers and sisters. We don't want to be losing our Great Lenten time. We don't want to let it go as fast as it is going. We want it to slow down, but it won't. In fact, it's only going to speed up. In the blink of an eye, we'll be standing here on the Paschal night, saying, you know, I was going to fast this year. I was going to pray more. I was going to go to church more. But now, it's gone. Don't let it go. Engage Great Lent. Fast to the best of your ability. If you're fasting for the first time, talk to me. We'll work on a path to make fasting not just successful, because fasting in and of itself, anybody can fast, but it has a spiritual meaning to help us spiritually. So we'll help you to find a way to be successful and grow spiritually. But we also should be praying a little bit more. Not a lot more, but a little bit more. If we don't read the scriptures outside of Great Lent, what a great habit to pick up during Great Lent. And perhaps most importantly, brothers and sisters, not the things that we do on our own, but what we do corporately, in a community way, that is, the divine services. You may have noticed that there are more divine services during Great Lent. That is not just to keep me busy so I stay out of trouble. I get in trouble anyway. It doesn't matter how many services there are. The services are for the community. They're for all of us, for our church family, so that we can engage the Holy and Great Lent in the way that the church is calling us to, through the theology in action, which is the divine services. So, brothers and sisters, I don't think it's necessary to give a sermon about the cross per se. I think we know a lot about the cross, that our Lord was crucified on it, how it was lost, how it was found by St. Helena, all of these things. And we talk about this on the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. We talk about this on the Feast of the Procession of the Cross on the 14th of August. Today, brothers and sisters, let's see the cross for what it is, why it's being brought forth for our veneration, as a signpost. As a signpost that points us to the Holy Week. So that we will now begin to make our plan about how we will engage that week. The schedule will be coming out very quickly. Suffice it to say, there are services every day. We need to make a plan. If we look at the schedule and say, you know, I'm going to go to most of those services, we'll see you on Pascha. Because it doesn't happen unless we actually plan. Do you want to take some days off? Ask. Ask now. Don't ask the day before you want to get the day off. If I'm your boss, I'm going to say, well, you know, that priest put out the schedule 4 weeks ago. Where were you? Make your plan. Make your plan now so that you can engage the Holy Week to prepare yourself for the singular, most important day of the Christian year, our Lord's glorious resurrection. It's true. We can just show up there. If you read the sermon of St. John Chrysostom, he very clearly states, even those who came at the last hour are welcome, and that's true. But why not take advantage of what the Holy Church is giving us and engage the divine services now, and especially during the Holy Week? If we start to make our plan now, brothers and sisters, then Holy Week will be for us something extraordinarily special, something spiritually enlightening, and will prepare us exactly for what it is to prepare us for. Our Lord's glorious resurrection. May the Lord strengthen us as we make this pivot point, as we make this turn into the last half of the Holy and Great Lent, and may we redouble our efforts to prepare ourselves for our Lord's holy and glorious resurrection. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.